Now he gives an example, and when I say an example, actually a threefold example. He gives an example of the angels first. Let me read verse 4. For if God spared not the angels that sinned. Now here is an unusual statement. You mean angels sin? Yes, angels sin. And this is an example of the way the devil works. Now he gives another example, and that's Noah. And he spared not the old world, but saved Noah. And that's the world. And then he gives the third example in turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes. That's the flesh. So you have here the world, the flesh, and the devil. Only Peter puts the devil first. The devil, the world, and the flesh. These are the three enemies that you and I need to beware of. And not only beware of them, John's going to tell us, and he's the apostle of love, he says, love not the world, the things that are in the world. That doesn't mean the beautiful flowers and the mountains and the scenery and the sea, but it means the world system down here that is against God. And he's going to talk here first, though, about the devil and about the fact that God in the past has judged angels. Now we're moving into an area that is highly debatable and very popular today. And there's too much attention being given to this. Books are being written today about Satan and about demons and that sort of thing. And I suppose they have their place. But my feeling is that we need the positive side emphasized more. I have a message on who is Antichrist, and I always conclude that message by saying, well, you can see I don't know much about Antichrist, and I don't want to know much about him. The one I want to know is the Lord Jesus Christ, and I can't find anywhere Paul says that I might know the Antichrist. And I can't find any writer saying that I might know the Antichrist, but Paul says that I might know him, the Lord Jesus, and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering. And it's life eternal to know God, the Father, and the Son, the Lord Jesus, that he sent. And I can't find anywhere where you to know Antichrist or to know all about Satan. We're not ignorant of his devices. We need to beware of him. But you can pay too much attention to that. But where it's found in the Word of God, I'm going to deal with it. And so here for a few moments, let's deal with this. Verse 4 again. For if God spared not the angels that sinned. Now there are a great many that consider that refers to Genesis 6. I do not, because I do not believe that the sons of God there were angels. I think it's the genealogy of man we're talking about. In Genesis, you have the genealogies. It's that family that was leading to the coming of Christ that would bring him into the world. And that line was intermarrying with the world, the line of Cain. And that brought about a generation that caused God to finally bring the flood. Now, I don't think this is any reference to that at all. The next verse up here will refer to the flood, but under altogether different caption. It's the world. Now here it is the devil. What does it have reference to? Now, I'll have to do just a little bit of speculating, and yet Scripture gives us some hazy viewpoint of this. We're going to find that Jude refers to this again. The book of Revelation gives us some inkling, and several of the prophets open this area to us just a little. You see, before man was put on this earth, and actually man is a sort of a Johnny-come-lately on the earth. We haven't been here too long. And before man was here, apparently there was another creation that was here. And God had a program going before man appeared on the scene, and there were many created intelligences. Now, among those angels that were messengers of God, God's creation, some of them rebelled against him and apparently followed Satan. Now, we're going to be told here that some of them are already in chains. they are already incarcerated. But some of them apparently were not brought into that place yet of being inoperative, but they are very active in the world today. And I believe those are the demons that we read about in the Word of God. And I think that we're seeing today a reappearance of the supernatural. I have in my study at home a whole section of books that have come to me over the years on this subject, and I have been very carefully, meticulously working on a message that I have not yet given and not ready to give it, not sure I'm going to give it, on the subject of demons, because there's so much that's false that's going abroad today. But there is a reality in the supernatural world. And because a so-called miracle takes place today, doesn't mean God did it. After all, Satan has a certain power. Now, this is a reference to that which took place before man was put on this earth, when there was a rebellion against God led by Satan, and we're told that he carried with him a tremendous company of God's created intelligences that we call angels. Verse 4, "For if God spared not the angels that sin, but cast them down to hell." Now, the word for hell here is an unusual word. It doesn't occur in very many places in Scripture. The word is Tartarus. It actually comes out of the Greek. The Greeks spoke of the lost being in Tartarus. And it is not hell as we think of it. Hell has not really been opened up to do business yet. Hell will not be opened up till much later. The devil is not in hell. He's abroad in God's creation today. He goes in the presence of God, according to the book of Job, and he goes up and down this earth seeking whom he may devour. Peter's going to tell us that he's like a roaring lion going up and down the earth. He's not in hell. But certain of his angels have already been incarcerated. And we're told here they're delivered them into chains of darkness. And here's another very interesting word. The word here for chain is sarais. And there are many that believe that it should be sarois, for it is that in many of the better texts. And sarois means pits or caverns. The two words are very similar, sarais, sarois. And so apparently it means here that what we have are pits of darkness to be reserved unto judgment. Now, I don't want to elaborate on this either today, but people think of hell as being a place of fire. But I think it's a place of darkness. And darkness and fire just don't go together. Fire makes light. And this is something for you to think about. Can you think of being in darkness for eternity to be reserved unto judgment? You see, they have not yet been judged. Now, that's the first example he gives that God intends to judge evil, the devil, that which is false.